This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. 10 Republicans would have needed to join all 50 Democrats to advance the measure, which had already cleared the U.S. House of Representatives with modest bipartisan support. However, only 6 Republicans voted in favor, a result that demonstrates the deep divide in Congress and the nation nearly 5 months after the January 6th assault and the influence that the former president continues to exert on the Republican Party. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
If you expect scientists to do their work, if you expect scientists to collaborate and actually get the answers that you want, actually seek in a non-blame environment to find the origin of the virus so we may all learn how to prevent this happening in future, we would ask that this be done in a depoliticized environment where science and health is the objective.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from a Wuhan, China lab. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. The European Medicines Agency has recommended that the use of the coronavirus vaccine by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man with severe schizophrenia who had been on a watch list for Islamic radicalism stabbed a police officer at her station Friday in western France and shot 2 others before police shot and killed him. The 3 officers were wounded, but none is in life-threatening condition. President Joe Biden kicked off Memorial Day weekend Friday by marking the nation's vaccination progress and thanking its troops. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In Virginia, which today lifted many COVID-19 restrictions, the president marked summer's unofficial start by saying more vaccinations mean more freedom to go to baseball games, the beach, whatever makes people happy.
We're not just saving lives, we're getting our lives back.
Later at a military base.
You are the backbone of the country.
The president thanked troops.
Not thank you for your service, just thank you for who you are.
Saying they're the 1% of the population defending 99% of the rest of us. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.